This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Offense Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Hour number two starts like this.
Today's top story from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not my beat.
On the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious. And on top of being our Odyssey Sports NFL insider, Ross is calling the game with our guy Ian Eagle tomorrow night for Westwood One. Ross, what's up, man? How are you?
Craig, fantastic. Fired up for tomorrow night. Should be epic. You know, I knew I was doing this game months ago, and candidly, I didn't know it would be this big of a game. I'm so fired up. Although I will say this, everybody this whole August and July, when they would ask me who my surprise team would be in the NFL, I didn't really know who to say, so I would just say the Commanders, just because all the guys, all the quarterback gurus that had come on my show, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, before the draft, they just raved and raved about Jaden Daniels. So I guess I was like, you know what? Maybe Jaden Daniels and the Commanders can be this year's C.J. Stroud and the Texans. And looks like I was right. I mean, it's kind of happening.
It certainly has. I spent a lot of the summer telling people, like, hey, like, it could happen, but don't get your hopes up too high. Like, what CJ did is pretty unprecedented. To think it'll happen 2 years in a row, it seems unlikely, but unlikely is not impossible, Ross, and thus here we are. Yet, Jaden coming off of, like, saying it's his worst game of the season, at least since Tampa, like, okay, fine. He wasn't amazing. Like, he's been in every other game. It's not like he was bad. But the one element that I thought was really interesting is the lack of rushing yardage in that game for Jaden, because it's been such a huge part of keeping this offense on schedule, extending drives and letting them do what they do. Do you think what Pittsburgh was able to do to him is repeatable by the Philadelphia Eagles tomorrow night?
I do. I think a couple things. Part of me wonders just how different, you know, Jaden has been a little bit since the rib injury. It just doesn't feel like their offense has been as explosive, whether that's him running or taking, you know, deeper shots down the field, being explosive. I know he threw the Hail Mary, Lind. I get it. Like, I know that. But the numbers have not been as good since the rib injury, and I wonder if part of that is, you know, them protecting him a little bit with the run game, maybe him protecting himself. I do think, you know, defenses have done a better job of being ready for that, prepared for that. You kind of should be at this point, right? I mean, you know, enough teams run kind of the zone read stuff, have the quarterback pull it, that I think you would think that they would always have a guy accounting for Daniels, which is fine, because that still opens things up for Eckler or Brian Robinson or whoever, just having someone have to account for Jaden.
And then, obviously, we get the news today that Brian Robinson is going to be back for Washington. The numbers are pretty remarkable in terms of success rate and pure yardage when B-Rob is playing versus when he's not. What do you see, especially with your expert as a former O-lineman, although I should say, once an O-lineman, always an O-lineman, with your O-line expertise, watching this run game with B-Rob versus without it and knowing that he's going to be back tomorrow night?
Well, first of all, I always think that's interesting. I'm always a little bit surprised when a guy doesn't play on Sunday, but then does play on Thursday. I think it speaks to, I guess, the importance of the game. Because a lot of times, you know, you get to this point, if the guy wasn't able to play on Sunday, a lot of times, you know, they won't play him in the Thursday night game, because then he gets 10 more days. You know, then he's really back. I think it speaks to just how important they feel like B-Rob is in this game. And I would agree. it's really remarkable what the Eagles have done with their secondary. You know, they drafted guys with their first two picks in Quinyon Mitchell in the first round and Cooper DeJean in the second round, and they're both really good already, which I feel like doesn't happen that often in the NFL, but you guys are kind of seeing it too with Stanmer still. It's just, it's really, really impressive. They've been a huge upgrade. So I do think that's what I would do if I were the Commanders. I would try to attack the Eagles' run defense and see what you can get done there, because they have been so good in the secondary. And I think Robinson, although I'm an Eckler fan, I always will be, I think he always finds a way to be productive. I would certainly try to mix and match those two guys and play a similar game to a couple years ago. I called the Thursday night game, can't remember if it was Thursday night or Monday night game, a couple years ago when, I mean, that's the best roster the Eagles have ever had in 22. Maybe even the best team they've ever had. They didn't end up winning the Super Bowl. They made a couple mistakes, lost to the Chiefs. But the only game they lost that year before the Super Bowl where Hurts was the starting quarterback was that game against the Commanders a couple years ago when they just pounded B-Rob and converted a bunch of third downs and the Eagles never had the ball. So I think they'll probably try to go with a similar strategy.
Ross Tucker, our Odyssey Sports NFL insider with us here on the Hoffman Show. And again, insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Ross, this team, the Eagles, since their week 5 bye is undefeated. They've changed a bunch of stuff in terms of how much they're using press man. They're running more from the under center versus the gun. Offensively, defensively, they made real changes. Which to you is the most important thing, whether schematically or just attitudinally within that team, which seems way more functional than the dysfunction it had earlier this season of how they've been able to turn it around?
I think the two things that have jumped out to me is that unlike the first 4 weeks, Hurts just hasn't been turning it over. You know, and that's made a gigantic difference on the offensive side of the ball. So I don't know that that has anything to do with schematic as much as it has to do with him just taking care of the football, although he did have two turnovers Sunday against the Cowboys. Meanwhile, you know, defensively, it's hard to know how much of it is just them having a better feel for Vic Fangio's scheme and having proper leverage and playing things the right way, versus how much has just been the significant upgrade at nickel corner with Cooper DeJean. I mean, it's just such an important position, and Cooper DeJean has been fantastic. I mean, Avante Maddox was a liability. Even last year, the other corner, I would say, in James Bradbury, was a liability. Now these two rookies, Quinyon Mitchell has been playing the whole year, and Cooper DeJean, who they didn't insert in the lineup until after the bye, they've just made a big difference. I mean, like, Cooper DeJean's making tackles for losses against Jamar Chase on fourth and short. I mean, they've been very, very impressive. And so I think it's a combo of just more familiarity with Fangio's scheme, which is natural with new coordinators, but then also the personnel addition of DeJean. They went from a liability to a strength at one of the most important positions, especially when it comes down to, you know, third downs, which is the money down. So often teams look to attack the slot. They look to attack that nickel corner, and DeJean has just been like nails.
I think that's a great point, and he has been unbelievable. I was reading some of the NFL Next Gen stats they put out, and I think DeJean has like the best success rate since week 6 on balls thrown his way in the league. It's like 76% or something like that. Absurd. And then Mitchell has been really good on the outside too, and he's been playing more press man than he did earlier in the season. And I'm curious what you think of the matchup between he and Terry McLaurin, because Mitchell always lines up at right corner, and Terry mostly lines up up at left outside wide receiver, so those two will be matched up. Do you think that Vic Fangio is going to leave Mitchell one-on-one without help with McLaurin over there, or do you think that they'll be providing help and it's going to be on the Ecklers, the Noah Browns, the Luke McCaffreys, the Olamide Zaccheauses of the world to try to make things happen outside of Terry?
Well, I think they'll change it up. You know, as you know, you never do the same thing every play, but any Eagles fan would tell you that even if they don't have true two safeties deep and a safety over the top of Terry, they better at least have, you know, whether it's Blankenship or Gardner Johnson, they better at least be heavily leaning that way, because McLaurin has absolutely murdered the Eagles over the years. He's such a good player. And quite frankly, when you look at the other guys, man, you got to make them beat you, right? I mean, I know Noah Brown does some positive things. Everybody loves Ertz for what he did in Philly. But in terms of actually guys that can make explosive plays and be the difference in the game, it seems like it would make a lot of sense to not let that be Scary Terry.
Definitely would. He is on a heater right now as well. Had over 100 yards again. A lot of it against Joey Porter Jr. on Sunday. Again, Ross will be on the call with Ian Eagle tomorrow night here. Not on the Team 980. We unfortunately cannot carry that. Although many of Westwood One's NFL broadcasts you can hear. And we will have Ian on the show to get things started with us at 4 o'clock on Friday. Ross, always great to chat, man. Appreciate it. And it's going to be a fun one. Have a blast tomorrow night.
Thanks so much, Craig. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. That's Ross Tucker, our Odyssey Sports NFL insider. And his appearances are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. When we get back here on the Hoffman Show, let's react to some of what Ross had to say as we continue to preview this Commanders-Eagles Thursday Night Football Showdown. And then coming up at 5:30, it is Competition Wednesday.